Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Filing of nominations in the first phase of general elections began yesterday, with the Election Commission issuing notification for the first phase of polls. A total of 102 parliamentary constituencies in 17 states and 4 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 19th of April. Nominations can be filed till the 27th of this month. However, for Bihar, the last date for filing nominations is the 28th of this month. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 28th and the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is March the 30th. Whereas in Bihar, the scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of this month and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is April the 2nd. Besides, notifications were also issued for assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. Polling in both the states will be held on the 19th of April and counting will be held on the 2nd of June. The Election Commission has asked centre and state and UT governments to immediately remove all unauthorised political posters from government properties like railways and airports. In its letter, the poll body said the Commission has been receiving complaints from various quarters alleging that unauthorised political advertisements are still being displayed in many places across the country. EC has taken serious note of the non-compliance or partial compliance of its instructions. It has directed all state UT governments to immediately remove all unauthorized political advertisements. EC has asked for compliance report in this regard to be furnished to the Commission till 5 p.m. today. Prime Minister Modi has stated that India has an ancient and unbroken culture of democracy. Sharing his remarks virtually at the Summit for Democracy organized by South Korea in Seoul last evening, he said consensus building, open dialogue and free discussion have resonated throughout India's history. Mr. Modi highlighted that in a few weeks from now, the world will witness the largest festival of democracy in India. He added that with 1 billion voters expected to vote, this will be the largest electoral exercise in the history of mankind. He said people of India will once again affirm their faith in democracy. Rajesh Ranjan, popularly known as Pappu Yadav, has merged his Jan Adhikari Party or JAP into the Congress. He merged his party in presence of Congress leaders Pawan Khera and Mohan Prakash at party headquarters in New Delhi. On the occasion, Rajesh Ranjan said that he will work for the Congress. Ahead of the Lok Sabha polls, suspended BSP leader and Lok Sabha MP Danish Ali and former MP Chaudhary Lal Singh also joined the Congress party in New Delhi in the presence of Congress leaders. In a major breakthrough, the Special Task Force of Assam Police apprehended the head of ISIS in India, Haris Farooqi, along with another operative at Dhubri yesterday. The CPRO of the Assam Police said that acting on inputs provided by the central agencies, the STF team arrested them while they sneaked into the country crossing the international border. They have been taken to Guwahati for questioning. Sources said that both of them will be handed over to the NIA. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed his gratitude towards India's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, humanitarian aid, and active participation in peace formula meetings. In a social media post, Zelensky said that it will be important for Ukraine to see India attend the inaugural peace summit, preparations for which are going on in Switzerland. The statement came after a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The two leaders have discussed the development of bilateral relations. Zelensky said, Ukraine is interested in strengthening trade and economic ties with India, particularly in agricultural exports, aviation cooperation and pharmaceutical and industrial product trade. Ukraine also wishes to welcome Indian students back to Ukrainian educational institutions, he added. On to sports now. In Swiss Open Badminton, India's Kiran George advanced to the men's singles pre-quarters in straight sets last night. He defeated Takuma Obayashi of Japan in the first round. Another Indian, Priyanshu Rajawat, also secured his pre-quarter berth by defeating Hong Kong's Lee Chak-hyu. Earlier, Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Adya Variyath triumphed over Malaysia's Roy King Yap and Valerie Siu, ensuring their place in the mixed doubles pre-quarters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.